We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within. Bonjour. In this video, I will share with you about the conversion points and how this architecture can help you understand why it is important for you to follow your intuition, to take aligned actions when that comes to your awareness. I know that many of you are willing to find the next level of your evolution, are willing to start embodying a greater level of soul alignment, are willing to start manifesting a higher reality. There are so many different teachings that we can draw from. So here is just one angle of understanding on how we can activate the next layer of our evolution consciously. Because I find that when I hear some people sharing with me their experience and asking me where their blocks are, I often perceive intuitively and through what they share with me that their lack of alignment with their soul first, and then the lack of alignment with the obvious heart desires that they have, combined with no aligned actions taken into that direction, actually prevents them from manifesting this new level of reality in their lives. They are missing the convergent point that is going to shift so many things effortlessly. When we think about conversions, I here speak about this meeting of different dynamics into union, into a unified field that is going to open this access point in terms of time that is going to allow us to take a quantum leap in reality. So on our planet, with the planetary dynamics that we are living into this holographic reality, we have different points that we can use to find easier way to reach this conversion point, so we can start actively harnessing and fostering these energies to be able to take quantum leap in our reality consciously and prepare for them as well. So I'm talking about time, I'm talking about space in terms of location on the planet. So when we think about time, there are some points during our calendar that are extremely important. Ancient civilizations knew about it, and now more and more we are starting to remember what they are. We have so many different portals. We have equinoxes, solstices, we have new moon and full moon. We have also planetary alignment with Arcturus, for example, the Arcturian gateway in October, or the planetary alignment with the Pleiades that's happening around May, or the Sirian portal through the Lion Gate, which to me is still to this day the most potent portal ever, because I basically download most of my body of work and have the greatest quantum leak in my psychic abilities and in my connection with alternate realities all the way for 3 months prior to the Lionsgate portal, which is happening right now, which is why I'm downloading with such high level of precision this architecture that I have not shared before. So this is an exclusive. Yay! If you like it, make sure that you comment. I would love to hear how you receive this information. And if you're on my podcast, you can also share it around, and you can always, you know, find me on social if you want to, you know, send me a private message to let me know how you felt about this transmission. I'd always love to connect with my audience. Thank you so much for receiving this. So when we want to start working with conversion point that is going to create this unique, it is like penetration of the field in time that is going to allow us to take a quantum leap in a reality, we first must find soul alignment. For that, we just keep on working on ourselves, we honor ourselves, we know who we are, and we relentlessly, courageously, consistently, with joy and happiness and curiosity, pursue self-growth and spiritual growth. For that, if you're interested, I'm launching a brand new program called Pathway One Soul Alignment. We will open on the 7th of the 7th of July with an open ceremony, opening ceremony. And this life-changing transformational program is going to be delivered over 5 months. I already have people enrolled because, you know, people who have heard about it, they just won't end because it's so life-changing. So if you're interested, I will put some information in the text section under this video or this podcast episode. So first, work on your soul alignment. If you're familiar with my teachings, you know the architecture of the fractal. The fractal, I'm going to show it on video and explain it. It is simply a circle with a point at the center. It represents creation itself, the first architecture of life, and it represents us. Everything is a fractal, we are a fractal. So first we need to get to know ourselves, our own multidimensionality. And of course, that's the work of a lifetime because we are infinite multidimensional beings. So there's no way until that we can know ourselves perfectly in this life. There's always something more to discover, which is super exciting, right? So first we bring this divine connection with the self in terms of soul alignment. And we feel satisfied with where we are at, always knowing that there is always more to come. It is not good to think that we don't know exactly who we are, what we came here to be, what starseed I'm from, how long I've been on Earth, what's my past life. Who cares about that? Just get to know the human that you are right now. And that's a reflection of your soul because you are a soul in a human body. You are the guardian of your human. You are one. So just get to know yourself more and more and more with playfulness, joys, happiness, and contentment in where you are at now. That is the first piece of this architecture of convergent point. The second is time, as I have explained. Get to know what's going on out there. There are so many amazing astrologers out there that talks about what's going on planetary level. That is not my specialty, but I definitely follow some amazing astrologers, and I receive as well from my team and from my own past lives, you know, about all of these different convergent points in terms of time with my soul. So it means that, for example, if you know the moon cycle, observe your feelings, your emotions, but also your energy level, your mental state during full moon and during new moon. Observe how you feel during eclipse season, lunar eclipse, solar eclipse. Start taking notes, observe yourself, because you're going to get to know yourself during these times, and therefore you can predict yourself in advance how you might feel them. Also, if you're a woman and you've got your period, that's a very good idea to understand this cycle because that's also time cycle. Having a moon cycle is a time cycle, okay? So you get to know yourself in convergence with the planetary alignment that is happening on our Earth and that is literally directing a lot of energetics that are happening for humanity. Then we can bring the third convergent point, which is space. Space in terms of location. Now, it is interesting. So I'm just going to touch on this very quickly. I could talk about it for a very long time, but I'm just going to brush it. It's very interesting to know that we were in lockdown for pretty much 2 years. And I will not comment if it's good or bad. That was just a fact. And now that we are starting to open up, many of us are feeling called to traveling or even to move countries. It is extremely important to honor that. If you feel called to going somewhere, first bring that into alignment within your heart. Feel how excited you are. Feel the level of your excitement. If you feel like a must, you must visit your family, you must do this, there is barely excitement, please don't do it. that's not necessarily going to spend time and money going into a location that's actually not beneficial for you. There is no convergence there. It's an obligation. When there is convergence, to bring unified feel, there must be joy, excitement, gratitude, happiness. Okay? So this is why I'm not going to Belgium, my home country, this year. There's literally zero conversion point there. So I've taken the decision not to go. Observe how excited you are about a certain location. It doesn't need to be far away. It could be simply taking a two-hour trip in the next city, in the next town, you know? Then wait for signs, especially that for that reason, if it's a long trip. Wait for signs. Ask the universe, source, whatever you call it, ask your soul, ask your team of spirit guide to present you with some signs that are going to help you anchor that reality in. Because here is the thing, at times we feel very called to go to a location, but maybe it's not actually this year, maybe it's the following year. And it is due to certain pieces of the puzzle of your life, of your soul alignment in terms of time as well, that need to come together to reach the higher frequency convergent point available to you. I'm going to explain more about convergent point and the potency of it soon. So wait and ask your team to see three signs. And like for me, for example, I am waiting to know if going to the United States in October, to Arizona and possibly Manchester, is actually part of my journey in 2022 in October, because that's going to be the Acturian portal and I would love to go there as a personal retreat just for myself, also to prepare maybe for future events in the States, who knows? So I am waiting. I am waiting to find signs, to see clear signs. And I've been waiting already for 2 weeks and nothing has come. But yet it was just for one part of the States, for Arizona. Now that Manchester is coming, I was like, I could actually like do a trip to both this location. Maybe now I'm going to start receiving signs. Maybe I will start receiving signs just for one and not the other. Because my soul, my intuition is telling me, yes, go. But there is also kind of like this resistance in the field because the vaccine passes are still needed. I don't want to get it. I'm not quite sure I should push for it. And there's also like all the logistic, you know, being a mom, you know, leading the spiritual ministry of the golden age and all of these things is like, oh, like October, actually, even if I'm in end of May, no, as I'm recording this, it's still like, it feels like tomorrow, you know? So it feels like it's a bit rushed. So I'm just waiting. Please bring the signs to show me if these conversions in space, in a location, and in time, in October, is actually of the highest for me. And I have zero doubt that the signs will be very, very clear. Because when we create this intention, then we can start seeing it. And here I'm not talking about seeing numbers on my phone, you know, like numbers everywhere. That's different. It's like very clearly someone starts speaking about these events themselves, or as I literally dream about it. I have a vivid dream of being there, or like in one of my meditation, like my whole team comes and then shows me, lays everything. So I'm talking about like really potent, clear signs that are going to tell me, yeah, Sandrine, you go. If it's not there, I will not push it. I will wait because another opportunity will come later. Okay. So here I have talked about three different fractal connection that we can bring together consciously as much as we can to create conversions. There is also a fourth dimension that we could consider, which would be another person, which is an other being. Therefore, there is kind of this also primal code of connection being activated. So when we bring this fourth level, it's like when we anchor four points of this architecture, we create a square which is always pathway of evolution. I have a transmission on this, and everything that I share, you can receive more and more through Spotify, like through my podcast, through my YouTube channel, and also all my freebies on my website, because I'm talking here about certain architecture that I have explained in different transmissions. So you have you, you have another person, and maybe the other person is someone who's going to travel with you, maybe it's your partner, maybe it's just a friend that gets very excited that helps you organize and dream about it. Maybe when you travel over there, you're going to meet that person. Maybe you have already met online, for example, but you've never met in person. And if that element of a person is not there, if you want to be by yourself, that's perfect. You don't need to have a fourth one. I'm just talking about this possibility that there is another person that you're really intimately co-creating this convergent point with. For example, it could be in a relationship. This that I am explaining is there to help you take conscious quantum leap into a reality. So, for example, it could be that you are planning a trip with your partner somewhere. It could be that you're planning a wedding. It could be that you're planning to have a child. Or it could be that with your friend, you're planning to have like, a trip together or something like that, you know? So it's like this co-creation with someone else, and you need space and time to do it. If we take it personally, for our business, for example, it could be that it is you. And then you think about convergent point in terms of time and in terms of space. Actually, that's quite interesting to work with that in your business, because you can see when is it better to launch a new program with the moon cycles, with the eclipse season. When is it better to start marketing for this? When is it better to launch a new website and to, maybe not Mercury retrograde, right? We all know that by now. So that's bringing into time. Then into space, you can think of, the space that you create from for your business. Like for me, if you're familiar with the image, I always sit here in front of my computer, in my little office space, because there is lots of plants. I've got my beautiful dragon friend, Mahuika, above me. And it's just the sea is right there. Like I've got this huge portal, galactic portal with all of my friends and this amazing rainbow bridge just right there. You know, I can feel it. I can see it. Other people can, but that's all right. And it's like, in terms of space, in terms of location, this is where I just feel absolutely amazing for effortless transmission, literally, as I'm sharing with you now. And as I do for all my, my content delivery, masterclasses, pathways, and so on. So for your business, you would bring that also into the mix. And then there is, even if it's just you with your business, there is always someone else. You know, like for me, I have a business mentor, but it's called, I have a personal assistant, I have a web designer, I have people that support my business, which is now a spiritual ministry in so many ways. And it is just that I kind of bring them in because they amplify the field of anchoring the spiritual ministry of the golden age in this reality, because they so freaking believe in it that they are a part of it. They want it to be real. They want it to like literally touch the heart of humanity, that they are just there happy to serve. It's not necessarily serve me, but serve, like the spiritual ministry of the golden age that is now fully established. So you bring these different elements together. And when you bring these different elements together, you're going to start really finding action mode. So it's not so much like, oh, I really want to take a trip over there, or I really want to one day do this or one day do that. It's like you can just say, okay, so I'm bringing these four dimension together, or three dimension if you don't have someone, which is also fine, of course, that's what we said. But you bring this everything together, and then you really feel into it. You feel into it, and you feel the power of it. And as you bring everything into it, you can feel if it increases your energy, or if on the opposite, you feel depleted, or it doesn't really quite fit. So for example, for me, I am bringing with my heart desire, which is like pure soul alignment, my highest excitement. I really want to go to the States and actually be a tourist there. You know, I've never been in these places. I just want to go for pleasure, to receive in Arizona and then to receive from Manchester. And I just want that. It makes me excited. So I already have first, you know, point here. First, my fractal self is present. This first circle is fully present. Then possibility, October, Actress Portal in these two locations. Bam, 3 points. And then I have also this connection because in Arizona, I want to meet with amazing leaders during the retreat with Kaya Ra from the Sophia Code. And then in Manchester, I want maybe possibly later co-create with my friend Sarah Tinan, who's also my new business mentor. So these, like, also these dimensions are there. So I bring this in me and I really feel it. And somehow it's not completely like, wow, it's like, I'm excited. Of course, first element, but not everything is like, boom. I don't see this clear path in front of me. Why? Because of what I have mentioned, because I know that restrictions are there. So it's kind of like, I can really perceive that the field wants to take me there, but the convergent point is not fully present yet. What do I do? Nothing. I literally do nothing. I don't push and pull in any direction because that's aggression in the quantum, and aggression in the quantum is really felt extremely strongly. Instead, I keep it in my being through my highest excitement, and I say, if this is going to be a convergent point in terms of quantum leap, I trust that I'm going to go. Like, borders will open, no vax, money flows in, times get organized, and I work for it, of course. You know, everything happens, but it will happen. I will have the signs that show me, go for it, Sandrine, and book your tickets. Everything is happening. If it's not happening now, I know that it is going to happen later. And maybe it's just going to dissolve. Maybe it's not meant to be, so that's going to dissolve. But that's how you start working for a quantum leaping reality consciously. So when you observe in your life that you have a heart desire to experience something more, feel into the excitement of your heart. All your heart desires are so many seeds planted by your soul to help you follow your higher destiny, your highest destiny. That's always the first point. Nourish that in yourself and then look at space and time. Activate that and then find someone. Find someone that can accompany you, even if it's just a friend that gets excited with you, because it's actually amplifying the field. When two people talk about something, it creates a convergent point. It creates a dynamic. So now I want to show you this amazing graphic. So if you're on my podcast, I will just describe it as much as possible. On YouTube, you can see it easily. So from two different fractals, we have so the circle with the dot in the middle. And then we have another circle with the dot in the middle. When we bring them together, you can see that each center is touched by the other circle. And therefore, you have this space in the middle. That's a very common graphic, right? These two fractals that come together create this convergent point here. You see in the center. So when you are here with your friend and you speak together about your project to create this business, to create this program, to travel there, even if it's just by yourself, you're creating this field in the center here. And this field in the center here is really potent. It's amplified because it is your frequency and your friend's frequency. And then therefore, you can already see that there is convergence here. There is already an amplification. If I talk about this trip with my friends, I get more excited than just by myself. Also, we can think about a fractal self. And instead of a friend, we have fractal time. It is the same thing. Like, oh, going to that place at that time would be amazing because it would be springtime. It will be like the equinox and blah, blah, blah. Or maybe in that time, my family overseas, we have holidays or whatever. It could also be a location. So you see, like, you start adding that. And here you can see the next one. Then from two elements, two circles with a dot in the center, two fractals. You can add a third one, which increases the convergent point, and then four. And four together is this four elements. It creates something extremely potent. And you know what? When you start adding different elements, different fractals to that, so if it's time, space, location, connection, then you can start adding connection with certain, how can I say, ascended masters, connection with certain star races, connection with certain earth cycles, earth elementals, ancient civilizations. When you start adding, like using crystals, using sound technology, using light frequency, using singing, toning, using physical exercises, all of the things that I mentioned are all circle, fractal circle. When you start bringing them together, guess what you have? You have a flower of life. Apologies for my... It's just like, does it really look like a flower of life? Kind of. Not really. I don't draw as well as a computer. And if you're familiar with my transmission, my drawing are always very basic, which is help with understanding, actually, because it's like really like four-year-old drawing. Anyway, so I could talk a lot about the architecture of flower of life, but I think that it's enough for this transmission. Because taking quantum leap like that, when you think about all of these circles coming together and touching the center point is always the heart, is always the highest level of frequency, is always the highest level of connection to the self, connection to all that is, connection to the divine. So when you bring all of that together, you have this huge amplified field that is like a penetrating force. It's literally finding a crack in the freaking system, a crack in the matrix, when you penetrate it all and then bam, your new reality lands. Bam, you create it. Bam, it's just happening. Of course, it happens because you activate it. That's not going to happen. Convergent points like this with flower of life, sacred geometry, all the way to that, you know, that level of architecture don't happen if we just binge watch Netflix on the couch. Binge watch Netflix on the couch is good every now and then. I love doing it every now and then, you know. Other than that, I work. I work on myself. I work on my mission. I work on my service. You know, I work on my body. I work on my diet. I work on my mind. I work on my emotion. You know, it's kind of like I'm going for it. I'm really tuning in. I'm talking with people. I have mentors. I go to see other people. You know, I dream. All of these things. I create my reality by consciously getting out there, following my highest excitement, my intuition, and therefore collapsing timeline by more and more and more consciously creating these convergent points in my life. So far, I have done it more or less consciously, not highly consciously. I would just take one or two convergent points and just bring them together. Oh, that'd be cool to do in there and then. That'd be cool. But now, as I transmit it and as I have received this a couple of months ago, more and more I consciously start creating this way because I can see the penetrative force that is happening in the field like that, and that therefore there's nothing that can stop you because you're creating this amplified field where planets, star races, ascended masters, the earth grid, your own systems, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, everything is converging into manifesting what it is that you have as a heart desire. So I hope that you enjoyed this transmission. Watch it again because there is a lot in it. You know, like I have a couple of people that have told me that they sometimes listen to these episodes 4 or 5 times to get the depth of it because it's so potent. So I get it. I watch my own thing as well because I love it and I need to refine my art, and it's a very good way to do so. And what did I want to say? It went. Yeah, I guess I can just say this is it for today. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. Let me know how you're doing. Share, like, love. I love you very much for doing so. And I will see you in the next episode. Thank you.